This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Borderline Mother. Unmask the negative impact of having a BPD mother. Understand the truth and the methods of healing the unique wounds inflicted from infancy to adulthood. Written by David Lawson, Ph.D., narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. Understanding the Borderline Mother. How to understand someone who does not understand himself? Understanding a mother suffering from borderline personality disorder is not easy. There are people who, in many cases, are unaware of their problem. They're high risk, always conflict ready, and difficult to reach. The usage of the term borderline personality disorder, BPD, started in the 1930s, and the name was symbolically coined by Adolf Stern as the disorder is on the border between psychosis and neurosis. Towards the end of the 17th century, English physician Thomas Sydenham wrote a frequently quoted sentence about a number of his patients in a letter. They love the same ones beyond measure, but they also hate them for no reason. He described their sudden outbursts of anger, pain, and fear. Of course, the disorder that Sydenham described was not called borderline personality disorder. He chose the term hysterical for women and hypochondriac for men, but his description was a good prediction. Even today, the symptoms he cited are the two most important symptoms when making a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. So this condition is not new. Symptoms have been reported earlier, but only in the last few decades have they become more significant. The very first occurrence of this condition is characterized as hysteria. Then, you can imagine how serious this condition is. The severity of this condition is so big that it requires deep analysis. The psychoanalytic interpretation of the dynamics and emergence of the problem in question is that of people who are stuck in development between the ages of 18 and 36. So it's about Chapter 2, How It Had to Be. If you remain in this stage of remembrance and still look behind your shoulder, you'll grow old alone looking into the past. It's not a good place. It's a place called, for a reason, the past. What you need to know first and foremost is that the past must be left behind. As long as you look out from the window of the past, you'll remain there forever. As you look and wonder what could have been different, you'll miss a lot. First of all, you'll miss the future. Worst of all, you won't be aware of the present. Many opportunities will pass, trains will come and pass, and you won't see them. You will look back. That's why we tell you to stop looking at yesterday. Remember, yesterday it ceased to exist today. It was not easy in the family you grew up in, and even that is an easy statement. It's hard for you, everything you went through, and we understand you. Your main problem is that you wake up every day with the same question that pops into your head, and you're not the only one. Many others who have survived to be victims in a family with a mother who has suffered from a borderline personality disorder may be having the same or similar thoughts. When you open your eyes after a bad night of sleep, because we know that every new night is a new challenge for you, you ask yourself, why just me? How happy are the others and I'm miserable, and so on. That little voice that became your constant companion when you're tired of a long day and you lied your head to rest and the voice does not allow you to relax and calm down because it reminds you of how your childhood left a sore wound on your soul will still be waiting for you in the morning. That little voice doesn't go away. He'll be there every... Chapter 3. The Main Styles of a Borderline Mother. 3.1. Unfortunately, the truth. Every disease is the same in one thing. Every illness, whether mental or physical, occurs in many variations. So it is in some ways useless to cut off a branch when the disease is at the very root of the tree. The disease is in the person. People are not afraid of illness. People are more afraid of the healing process. The fear is not about healing and harmful medicines, but most of the healing in the sense that people think they are relieved of their moral obligations due to illness. This condition is very specific. There's a fine line between a sense of morality and aggression in borderline personality disorder. Thus, a borderline personality disorder is no different in the sense that it can occur in different forms. The most sensitive groups are mothers because their role in society is essential. The mother is the one who instills moral values and makes a man from a child. 3.2. Specifics with BPD. That is why your pain sets you apart from others. Your pain is what makes you different, more specific, and your suffering is greater because you grew up in a specific situation. You have no one to complain about it because you don't think anyone understands you. That's where you make the mistake. You are afraid of being disappointed by others because you feel you're less valuable. All these feelings in you are caused because your mother suffered from a borderline personality disorder. A borderline personality disorder is a terrible condition. You need to understand that your mother showed symptoms of her condition and that they were different depending on what variation of her condition appeared. The pain you carry within yourself and the conditions that have four types of abuse. It's not the point of the story in this chapter to serve a painful reminder of what you've been through. This chapter should serve as a guide for you to see what all types of abuse exist, not only the ones you survived, but in general. The purpose of this part of the book is not to make it difficult for you and make you experience bad memories, but to show you that you're not alone, that there are many others, and that abuse can take many forms. Abuse is not only what you see with the naked eye, but it is also much more complex than broken bones and bruises on the body. Although more noticeable, psychological violence against children leaves much more severe consequences, which often come to light several years after the abuse. It can permanently change a child's mental health and have serious consequences for his or her personality, and that is the case with abuse by borderline mother. But a particular type of abuse is emotional abuse, because it leaves the most severe scars. They are in the soul. Emotional abuse is the most insidious and even the most dangerous of a child's development. It gradually kills the child the feeling of being wanted and loved, a sense of their own identity, security, reality, and relationship with the world. The possibilities of neglect and abuse of children are very diverse in both ways and intensity. Emotional neglect and abuse are far more common in everyday life than physical and sexual ones. Every day, the child is felt by various actions and words that he or she is guilty and responsible for all the inconveniences, failures, and dissatisfactions of the parents, that at his or her birth, he or she began to endanger the life of the family. Chapter 5. Typical behavior of a child with a borderline mother. We've come to the part where you'll be able to see how children who have traumas of life with their mother, who suffered from borderline personality disorder, behave. A large number of children who have undergone this type of trauma exhibit different patterns of behavior. But what is common to all children, even if other forms of abuse, are asocial behavior. You only see the world in two colors, unfortunately. You see the world in white and black. There are no other shades of colors for you, and they are the most important. You have to know that the world has many colors, and that these are the most important shades. A variation of black and white can only create gray. It's not a place for you, and it's not a place for other children. The voice that wakes you up and tells you that you are small, that you are not worthy, that others are better, that voice is wrong. Tell them to leave. Because one day, you will wake up and realize that there is no more time to do the things you've always wanted to do. You will indulge in that annoying little voice and let him beat you. So immediately tell him to leave. Do it now, and continue reading this book and looking for answers. Remember, the answers are there just a little deeper. They're hidden as obvious truths, and they can be learned by those who want to know them so much that they're ready to dig. This book, therefore, is a great step for you. You're now thinking that you're safe where you are, and you're afraid to go further, because you think that if you stay where you are, there will be no pain. In a way, you're right. There really will be nothing, but not in a good way. You'll be on the bad. Chapter 6. Which mask are you wearing? The consequences in the adult age. We'll start this chapter with one, maybe a trivial question for you. Ever wondered why superheroes wear masks? Superheroes wear masks to hide their identities, hence to protect themselves. And you probably put on a mask as a superhero, but there is a difference between you and them. Superheroes invent identities to defend the costume. And you? You invented a costume to defend your identity. Surely you used to wonder why someone behaves differently than you. Why does he wear a mask when he's with you? Although the title says that the text will be about masks, we're going to talk about masks and faces, two things that sound familiar, sometimes have a similar function and formation process, but are two different things. Let's play first. Imagine dividing the world into people who love red color and people who love the blue color. There is no intermediate space. There are no other colors. You surely think that way because you divide yourself to see the world in just these colors. Because of the stereotypes, you have created a mask with a purpose to hide you from the outside world. 6.1. Colors are important. But there are so many colors out there. We know that there are not only red and blue colors, that we actually have a wide variety of colors, and that it is also possible to love multiple colors at once. The same thing applies to people. The world is not just black and white, and therefore neither is we. There are indeed 50 shades of gray. And chapter 7, things you never needed to with them. Learn how to defend against them. Normal and disruptive are two concepts that are never clearly demarcated. It is difficult to determine where one begins and the other ends. The most common items when it comes to mental health are realism, self-control, self-esteem, the ability to have close relationships, and the desire for self-realization. When it comes to borderline personality disorder, they treat people suffering from anxiety, loss of touch with reality, depression, and other indicators. Treatment involves therapy, which may include medication or psychotherapy, which involves verbal and or nonverbal communication. 7.1. About everything. Mental disorders can occur in all people of all professions, financial status, education, and culture. Race, gender, money, and culture do not prevent or cause mental illness. This is why your mother also has this condition. What is most important to you is to learn how to behave properly with your mother. This is very important because if you do not learn how to behave well with a mother who, because of her condition, has great problems, the damage in your relationship will be greater. But even that is not the most important thing here. You need to understand that it's important to build a defense mechanism. You have to learn to defend yourself and somehow balance yourself in this difficult situation. We know that you feel anger and that it is not easy for you. We know that great damage has been done and that you have no more power to be anyone's valve. You were... Chapter 8. How to help a child cope with a borderline mother. Many things have been taken from you. We'll not pretend that it is not the case. You've been thrown into the mud from the very beginning of your life, and your life circumstances have forced you to become a person who is afraid of interaction, to become a person wearing a mask, to become a person who does not trust others, and who thinks that he is not good enough for others. You've had many challenges throughout your life. You've suffered a lot. There was never enough attention, love, compassion, and tenderness for you. You, as a child, needed to be loved. You were loved, but you were loved and distressed again due to life circumstances. As a kid, you needed love. You needed attention. You needed a hand you could take. You needed a foothold in life. Unfortunately, you didn't get any of this. You couldn't, because from the beginning of your birth and the moment you came into this world, you were thrown into a whirlwind of aggression, hatred, and you could never understand why this is so. The world was not open to you because your mother closed that door because of her condition. We talked about everything you went through, but one thing is clear and worthy of note. You are still here. You're reading this because deep down, you know that you can bring back your life, that you can live better and have made your decision. That's why you deserve a medal, because you didn't give up. You didn't let that stop you. You moved on. Everything that life threw into your face, you throw back at life. Simply, you managed to defend yourself. 8.1. How to deal with a mother suffering from borderline personality disorder. 9. How to overcome the trauma of BM in adults. The cause of most psychological, emotional problems is trauma. In particular, you have trauma because of everything you went through with your mother, who suffered from borderline personality disorder. But being stuck in trauma leads to the emergence and persistence of negative symptoms of trauma, such as anxiety, depression, despair, anger, helplessness, hurt, pathological possessiveness, feelings of guilt, etc. All these feelings at the level of intellect are accompanied by negative beliefs such as, I'm not worthy, life is meaningless, I will never change, and no one will love me, and other pessimistic thoughts. It should be emphasized that these negative emotions, as well as negative beliefs, are only symptoms of trauma, that is, indicators that trauma is still within us, that it is still activated, and that it significantly affects our perception of ourselves, other people, life, and the world at large. It's important not to be ashamed of your trauma, because you have figuratively gone through hell. Now you have to understand what is stopping you and not letting you live life like other people. What is that little voice in our head we were talking about? 9.1. What is trauma? Trauma is an experience of defeat, a subjective experience that involves the simultaneous experience of being threatened, life, emotionally, or physically, and the experience that there is nothing we can do about it, that we cannot save, that we cannot escape. Chapter 10. Start your healing process. You've come to the last chapter of this book. Congratulations on your persistence and for the fact that by reading this book, you have practically unconsciously started your healing process. This has been a long journey as far as books are concerned, and the book is over after this chapter. Where the book ends now is you. You would never have read this book if you did not want deep answers. You wanted to find out if there was a way to live better, to be a better person. Not to be the one hiding behind the mask because he is afraid, to show himself and have a normal interaction with others. All your life you've stood by and watched other people happy and content with their lives. You were not surprised, because your life was a thin line game and a compromise with your mother and your life. You tried to get away from others. You had no one to turn to, because you didn't trust anyone. The sad truth is that this is a very sensitive topic without many people being aware of how painful and severe it is, because borderline personality disorder is a condition that is difficult in itself. And when the mother is the abuser and the child as a victim in this story, this becomes an even more difficult topic. Now that you know everything, your path to healing can begin. But there are a few things you need to do to finally move forward and finish this sad part of the story and start a new, happy part of your life story. 10.1. Forgive your mother. To forgive means to get rid of the hurt and the need to punish the one who hurt us. Don't hold on to the past and resent your mother. We kept saying she never consciously wanted you to be hurt. To forgive involves letting go of anger and feeling ashamed, as well as... Conclusion. In this book, we've touched on a very sensitive topic. We talked about borderline personality disorder and how this condition can affect life. It's important to know how dangerous a borderline personality disorder is, and hopefully we've been able to reach people. People need to become familiar with this topic. People need to learn about this topic because it has not been sufficiently studied. This book is given even more important because it emphasizes a critical point in this condition. In this book, we've touched on the relationship between a mother suffering from a borderline personality disorder and a child who is in a victim position. This book defines this condition and serves as a guide to identifying borderline personality disorder, and through the chapters, you'll find out everything you need to recognize the condition, to spot symptoms that can often be so masked that it is almost impossible to recognize them. That's why this book is here. It will help you see these symptoms and respond appropriately. This is a serious problem, and it is even more significant when you bear in mind that victims are the most sensitive social category. The victims of violence in this relationship are children. Through the book, you'll learn what is borderline personality disorder, what are the types of borderline personality disorder, how does a mother suffering from this condition behave, how does it affect the child, how can the child be protective, what are the main problems these children face, and how children may feel like victims, and what are the consequences of this toxic mother-child relationship. The most important part is the healing process that is described in this book. We believe that if you've gone through everything in the book, that this book will help you protect yourself. Act preventively. Have you been deeply hurt by your mother? Did the woman who should have loved you, nourished you, and protected you inflict traumas that still affect your life today? Are you struggling every day to repair the damage that she caused? If you were raised by a BPD parent, your childhood would more than likely have been an unstable and painful experience. Children raised by mothers with borderline personality disorder are at risk of developing the same kind of emotional problems. They may find themselves facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles in order to overcome their parents' dysfunctional attitudes, and it may be necessary to seek professional help to work on such feelings. If you have experienced these issues as a child, you may have low self-esteem or suffer from anger or depression. Recognizing that these problems are not a choice, but the consequences of your mother's disorder, is a necessary first step towards healing your emotional wounds. Adult children of BDP parents are often afflicted with so much guilt and such a strong sense of profound obligation and shame that they feel obliged to keep secret all that has happened in the family, even when it is destroying their lives. These people can find it really difficult to share their experiences because mothers with BPD are usually very good at creating the perfect family image for outsiders to the family. I advise you to listen to this book if any of these symptoms sound familiar. Sudden, unexplained anxiety followed by rapid falls into depression. Doubting yourself and your sanity. Mood swings. Endless and repetitive obsessive thinking about your mother. Constantly try to find explanations for what happened. This has been Borderline Mother. Unmask the negative impact of having a BPD mother. Understand the truth and the methods of healing the unique wounds inflicted from infancy to adulthood. Written by David Lawson, Ph.D. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by David Lawson, Ph.D. Production copyright by David Lawson, Ph.D. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com, or Audible.com with an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.